From Virginia to Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and Mississippi too. Ain't nothing like a Southern Soul girl. Fellas, you better go and find you one. But I gotta warn you, man. Once you fall in love with her, ain't no turning back. Hardworking, motivated, a boss chick. That's what I call my Southern Soul woman.
Return guest on my show. Welcome back. Welcome back, Kendrick.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Now that track, I love it. I love that one. It sounds more like a R&B song, but it's Southern Soul. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Southern Soul.
So are you singing you singing that song about me, King Kendrick?
I'm singing a song about all the Southern Soul women out here in the world.
Yes, yes, that is a real nice, relaxing, romancing song. I really love that one. And you're pushing that one the most, I know, right?
Yes, ma'am, pushing it. I'm pushing that one, but I'm trying to push all of my music. But that one right there, I really love. I really love that one, too.
Yeah, so... Let's update some of the curious listeners out there. Now, King Kendrick was on my show before. This will be his third time. Is that correct, Kendrick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Third time.
Yes, because the last time you were on my show, it was Side Chick. And then the other time, first time was Friday. I still love Friday.
Yeah, Friday been getting a little bit of buzz too as well.
Right, right. So I'm going to introduce you to the audience. Now, King Kendrick, born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Now, he grew up singing in the church choir with his mother and began performing in talent shows. Shortly after graduating high school, he had the opportunity to audition for LaFace Records in a collaboration with the singing group he was a member of. And years later, King Kendrick branched out to become a solo artist. Now, did I mention enough? Is there anything else you want to add on to that, King Kendrick?
You pretty much covered it, but I can add, like, the audition. We was
well,
really
go right
like,
ahead. Go right ahead. Let's talk about the auditions. Go ahead.
When we auditioned for LaFace Records, I think I was like 19 years old. It was me and three other guys. We had drove to Atlanta, you know. I was basically fresh out of high school, and a couple of guys, they was in the military, and we all joined together. And we wrote this song called Sweet Lady. And we had auditioned over the telephone for an A&R executive that was with Babyface or Face Records at the time. Mm-hmm. And we was about to sign and everything like that. But then, you know, a lot of people, they put more of their family obligations above the group and stuff. So we basically went our separate ways. And then, you know, a lot of people went back to the military. I ended up joining the military. So I basically didn't do any kind of music things, anything related to music for about 15 years.
Okay.
But music has always been my passion. So, you know.
So you're a veteran, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. Appreciate that. So as we talk about Southern Soul Woman, what inspired you really to write this song?
It's crazy. Like, I'd be going through all these trail rides and doing concerts and things like that. And you see the ladies, and, you know, they got Daisy Dukes and nice spitting pants, whatever it might be, what their preference is. I see them in the cowgirl boots and the cowgirl hats, and I just be looking around the room, and when I'm singing or right before I'm getting ready to perform, and I be like, wow, like, these women really got it going on. Like, they, like, really be into this Southern Soul thing. So
yeah.
I was just sitting there one day while I was in the club, and I was like, ooh, ain't nothing like a beautiful Southern Soul woman. Like, Southern Soul women are totally different from any other kind of lady. Like, they gonna take care of you. They don't mind getting down in the dirt with you. They gonna mm-hmm. love you conditionally as long as you treat them right.
Right, and she's carrying around a bottle of Patron too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Patron, one of my favorite drinks.
Oh, okay, okay. I like that. All right. So, Southern Soul Woman just recently been released on this new album called Carolina
mm-hmm.
Books. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And Southern Soul Woman is already streaming. Can you give us the information
mm-hmm.
about that one? Go ahead.
Yes, Southern Soul Woman is streaming on all streaming platforms right now. It's getting a lot of buzz. The DJs, they got it in rotation and everything like that. Working on a video right now. A video should be done sometime in June. I don't know exactly when because I got some more footage that we got to shoot. But please look out for that video. It's going to be hot. You're really going to enjoy it. I'm trying to make it like a movie.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks for that information. Thank you. So as we move along,
yep.
let's talk about the album, Carolina Boogie.
Uh-huh.
Now, what made you... or what inspired you, or whom inspired you, to name the album Carolina Boogie? And I will spin the track song Carolina Boogie. Tell me the story. What's the story behind the music?
a story about how the Carolina Boogie is basically, man, like, it started from our roots back in the day, beyond my aunt's house on a dirt road and deep and down in the country. It take you about 20 minutes to get there, but it's still in the same city. You got to drive 20 minutes to the same city. But thinking about chilling at my aunt's house and the things I used to do over my aunt's house, hanging out with my all my family members would come over there and everything like that. And then, you know, I transitioned to another city. So it's basically about two different cities but in the same state, and how I used to have such a good time when I was a teenager. I remember I used to do some bad things. Like, it was a club called Clyde's that me and my buddies, we used to go to back in the day. We went old enough. We were like 16 years old, you know, and all the people used to be up in the at the juke joints called Clyde's. You got to drive up a long road, dirt road, to get to Clyde's too, but we used to be up there having the fun. We couldn't go in, but we used to be doing our party thing on the outside. So I just put all that together. It was just basically all my memories about my childhood.
So let's go back. Were they doing the step dances in that juke joint then?
Yeah, they were doing stepping, but they weren't doing the stepping like they do now.
Right.
But most of the steps that I incorporated into my step dance is basically a combination of the new age mixed with the old flavor.
Wow. Okay. I seen the video you did where you was doing the character. I seen that video. You did very good. Very good.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
So, there's going to be a video. Is there already a video for Carolina Boogie?
Yeah, it's on YouTube right now.
Okay.
Carolina Boogie, it's on YouTube. It's doing,
okay.
This is my video. Just go check it out, everybody.
All right. That's Carolina Boogie, everyone. And I'm going to spin that song right now. You stay in that hot seat, King Kendrick. I'll be right back.
All right.
I was born in Rock Hill on a country road, hanging out at my auntie's house with all my folks. I'm just a good old country boy from around the way. I just came to have a good time and party all day. I'm going to the trail ride in my cowboy boots. Me and my boy got daddy and the whole York crew. We gon' step and ride. Take me to the trail ride. Carolina Boogie. Step to the left, step to the right. Work in that middle, work it all night. We about to get loose, in a cowboy boots. I love my country way, these are my country roots. I'm just a good old country boy from the Carolinas. Yippee-ki-yay to the country boys. It's time to trail ride.
Carolina Boogie.
I was raised in York, it's a small town. We might not be the big city, but we know how to get down. From Dust City, down in the valley, it's in California, what we call a Cali. Glass used to be jumping on a Saturday night, deep down on a country road. I love my
Carolina Boogie. You're an old country boy from Carolina, right?
yes, ma'am. Good old country boy from the Carolinas.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. I think it's going to get worn out on the charts. Carolina Boogie and especially Southern Soul. So they're all streaming now on the major stream sites online right now. And so as we move along here, will there be any other future music projects coming up? Because I know on the Carolina Boogie album, there are, what, how many tracks? There's three?
Three
songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Three.
So will there be any other future music projects you want to let us know in on? You can tease us a little if you want.
I got some in mind. I wanted to do a remake of that Friday song. I don't wrote the words and the lyrics and everything like that. I'm just trying to think of a release date. It might be a couple of months away because I'm trying to push the songs that I already got out right now. And I got a couple of events I got coming up. So probably after that, probably around September or October, I'll re-look at it and probably go re-record
okay.
or do a remix to Friday.
All right. Yeah. I would love that. So I have another question me and some fans want to know. Will you be doing any R&B songs in the future?
I really thought about it. I don't know. I can't give a permanent answer on that, but I really thought about doing an R&B song.
Okay. Well, that's all I need to know, and thank you. So what do you think your fans, you want them to get out of this new album? What's the desire you wish for them to get out of Southern Soul Woman and the Carolina Boogie and, of course, Side Piece?
Let me go down the list. Carolina Boogie, I want everybody from Carolina, first of all, if you on this line right now, to go stream my song, support me. And I want Carolina to stand up. Go do that boogie. Put that dance out there on all your social media pages, because that Carolina Boogie is just basically about us trying to get on the map. Because we got a lot of good Southern Soul artists out here from South Carolina. King George paid the way. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. We
got a lot of good ones out there. But that's what I want you to do by that Carolina Boogie. Just represent your city. That's the reason for me making that song. I'm trying to help, just contribute to putting Carolina on the map so we can become a big basis for Southern Soul music. Number one, I mean, Side Piece, that song is just about a story that my friend was telling me. One of my closest friends was telling me about something that he was going through. I can't put his name out there, but I put his business out there. Like, he was going through something, and I just had to write about it. He gave me an approval to write about it, because to him, he was laughing. So, you know, so he was cool with what I put out there. But, yeah, that Side Piece is a funny story. Like, my side piece got a side piece. Like, your side piece got tired. Your side piece got tired of your mess. And your side piece say, bump all this. I'm finna go get me somebody to fool with you. So I'm gonna mess with you. But I also gonna have me a relationship on the side. And also my Southern Soul Woman.
Uh-huh.
I just want all these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women out here. You know, just be proud of who you are. Don't let nobody try to downgrade you and tell you that you're not pretty. All these women out here pretty, especially my cowgirls out here. Just check it out, man. Just be grateful for who you are and who God made you, and do your thing. Be a Southern Soul Woman.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I mean, because coming from a man, you are giving us women the thumbs up and boosting our confidence. And coming from a black man, that's a plus. We need that coming from a man, you know, we really need that. And thank you so much, King Kendrick. The social media sites that you're on, can you give that information right now, please?
Social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Snapchat. Those are all the social media sites that I'm on.
Oh, I didn't know you on Snapchat. Can you spell your name on Snapchat?
It's King Kendrick, K-I-N-G, you know, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, King Kendrick. I'm on Snapchat as King Kendrick as well. Pretty much all my social media pages is King Kendrick.
Okay, so I noticed you have two Facebook pages. One is Love King Kendrick and one is King Kendrick. So let me ask you this. The fans want to know, which social media platform are you on the most?
Love King Kendrick on the most. It's crazy. Like, my name King Kendrick, but like so many times lately, people have been calling me Love King Kendrick. Like the DJs,
yeah,
call me Love King Kendrick and stuff like that. But so it's kind of starting to grow on me. I don't think I'm gonna change my stage name, but that might be my, you know, my alias.
Yeah. All right then. Thank you for that information. Thank you. At this time, you're more than welcome to give some shout-out to all the persons that's been giving you love and support. Go right ahead.
First of all, I want to shout-out my family. They always have my back. Anything that I ask them that I need them to do for me, they always be on board with it, whether it's helping me put some videos together, whether it's sharing my music, whether it's telling somebody about my music. They always be there for me and got my back. And I want to shout out all the DJs out here that have been spinning my song, all the ones that said and told me that they got my song in rotation, all the DJs. And then I want to give a shout out to DJ Shoemaker especially, because he's been giving me a lot of gigs lately, and I really appreciate it. He's been taking me to different cities, and he's been pushing my sound, and I appreciate that. Once again, all the DJs, I thank you. And to all the people that's been listening to my music, I want to thank you. Everybody that's been liking, everybody that's been streaming my videos and things like that, I want to say I thank you, and I'm very, very, very grateful for your support, because you didn't have to do it. I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you're welcome. I'm going to give you an applause for all that you are doing that you continue.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask you, King Kendrick. Now, I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana, and we're small town folks down here, southern state. Will you be coming down here and showing some of that Carolina boogie and singing that Southern Soul woman coming down here to Evansville, Indiana in the future, or do you know?
I don't know for sure, but I can tell you this. Any promoter that's out there that promotes shows out there in Indiana, if you would have me, I'd be more than glad to come, because like I say, when I get on stage, I do it for the audience. I put on a show. I don't play with people. When somebody pay money for me to perform, I really give them a show. I'm not like some people. Some people get up there and they just do it, get it over with, and say it's been done, just pay me. When I come, you pay me some money, I'm going to give you your money worth plus extra.
And I've seen some of your videos of some of your performances. You do very good, and you dress very nicely. And I love you in them cowboy hats. You look very nice in those cowboy hats. So I hope that someone will contact you. Is there any way someone can contact you for a show or anything?
Any contact information? Yeah, I got some contact information. All the promoters out there that might be listening to this or might listen to it later, I come anywhere that you want to pay me to come to. But my contact information is 334-650-3063. I'll either answer the phone or you can leave a message if I don't answer. Also, you can email me at kingkendrick803@gmail.com. KingKendrick803@gmail.com, and I guarantee I'll get back to you as fast as I possibly can.
Thank you for that information. Wow, thank you. So you do private events as well?
Yes, ma'am. I do private events. We did a private event a couple of weeks ago. I do like birthday parties, and I do any kind of entertainment that relates to business parties and things like anything you want to pay me to sing, I'll do it because I love to sing. If you pay me to sing, I'll come to sing for you.
Right, right. And it's mostly your music, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I do cover songs, but I integrate my songs as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that detailed information. Wow, thank you. Now, let's talk about some upcoming events. You said you have some upcoming events. Can you go ahead and give that information, please?
Well, sure. I'll be in Montgomery, Alabama at the B.B. King's Club in Montgomery, Alabama Casino. I'll be performing there. I got a three-hour set. It's on June 20th, 2024. I'll be at B.B. King's in Montgomery, Alabama at the casino. So if you roll it through Montgomery on the 20th, come and check me out because I'll be in there for a few hours. From 6 to 9, I'll be on the stage, live band performance, no tracks, live band performance at B.B. King's Casino. And then June 22nd, I'll be in Tupola, Mississippi. I'll be in Tupola, Mississippi. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. But, I'll be in Mississippi June 22nd. We're having a birthday bash out there, June 22nd. There's going to be a lot of great artists out there. So come on out there. Mississippi got a lot of good things going on with that Southern Soul thing. So come and support. June 22nd, I'll be in Mississippi. Then September the 21st, I'll be in Rock Hill, South Carolina, you know, representing my city again. They got an anniversary out there that they have every year. It's Green Street. It's a Green Street anniversary. All the neighborhoods have like a big party for their neighborhood. So I'll be out there September the 21st doing my Carolina Boogie and all my other hits that I got out right now. And also I got one more event. We haven't figured out the location, but it's like a lingerie fashion show that I'll be performing at. That's in Columbia, South Carolina. It's in July. I have to get all the dates together, but July I'll be doing a show in Columbia, South Carolina. It's a lingerie fashion show. So I'm going to really do my thing out there, but I do my thing everywhere I go anyway. So.
So I'm quite sure you will update all the information and keep everyone reminded of on all your social media platforms, right?
Yes, ma'am, for sure.
All right. And thank you all for that information. Now, I'll be playing all the tracks that I got programmed. I will be playing again Southern Soul Woman and Carolina Boogie and also Side Piece. So everyone stay tuned. Now, any words of encouragement you would like to give during these rough times, everyone's persons that are going through, you have any encouraging words you want to give at this time, King Kendrick?
Sure. I always want to encourage people. First of all, I just want to say, stay the course. No matter how hard the battle gets, stay the course. Stay the course. Don't let the ship go down. Stay the course. If the ship looked like it even wanted the star to go down, put some patchwork on it. Stay the course. Because I want to tell you, if you hang in there, your time is coming. You hang in there, no matter how many holes that ship got in, you eventually going to be able to sail away and you're going to make it to your final destination. Because, listen, you are somebody. All of us are here for a reason. Use your talent, use your gift to advance your life. Stay encouraged, stay the course. Because in the end, you're going to be able to sail away no matter how many bumps, bruises, or holes you got in that ship. You're going to make it to your final destination.
Well, all right. King Kendrick, everyone. You heard him right. Thank you for those encouraging words. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll be back again with more music. Now, you said you're working on another song towards the end of the year. When you want to come back on my show, will it be the end of the year or next year? Because I know you have more than one song. So can you give me a little tease when I can expect to hear from you to come on my platform again?
Let me see. Probably around November, December. Because I pretty much plan, I like, I told a few friends of mine, I like by the end of this year, I plan on being rich. I told them that. And I still believe that. I know the year is halfway over, but I still believe by the end of this year that I will be rich. If I ain't rich, I'll be close to it. So around November, December, I'll come back on there and continue to support you and your endeavors, because I really thank you for this show and things like that, and be able to talk and to let people know about my music.
Yes, and that's part of my purpose, to help those out there that are new and outcoming with their style of music. You're very good, King Kendrick, and there are people catching up and following you. You're very good. You have that voice.
Thank you.
That raspy country voice. I could tell you're a Carolina man. I could tell that the country song, Southern soul music you put out, and your character and your lifestyle tells it all. And there are people following you, and you should keep doing what you're doing, and I will keep following you as well, King Kendrick.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it, Lady Diva. Appreciate it, Lady Diva.
I really love that song, Southern Soul Woman. I feel like you singing that song to me, except for the
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be personal. Like, when I sing songs or make music, I want it to be personal. Like, hopefully I say something in there, even if it's one sentence, that somebody can relate to. We make it personal.
Oh, man. When I heard the melody, and then I heard you sing it, and it's like a lullaby running through my head over and over and over. It will be awesome if you could come to Evansville, Indiana, and perform that song. Oh, my gosh. I think I'll probably jump on stage with you and dance with you while you're singing it.
I'm gonna have to see what promoters in Evansville, Indiana, and see if we could possibly put something together. I'm gonna have to check it out. I'm gonna have to do some research.
Oh my gosh, that would be my dream. That would be my dream. I've already missed out on Jeter Jones that came to Evansville. I couldn't believe I missed that one. It just happened so quickly. And but don't be quick on me, King Kendrick. Keep me updated if you're making a move towards here. Now, Evansville is surrounded by Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Louisville, Kentucky, and a little ways from Georgia. So we surrounded by big cities. Yeah. So even if you get to Chicago or to Nashville, Tennessee, I'll still come.
Okay, I appreciate the love.
Yes, of course, of course, of course. So any other information you'd like to give at this time while we sign out is appreciated. Any other information you have?
No, I just want to reiterate, just support, support, support. If you like my music, I'm going to like you back. I'm a very appreciative person. Like, I don't take it for granted. I try to relate to everybody that, you know, show me support, because I believe in that kind of thing. Because, like I said before, people ain't got to do nothing for you. If somebody goes to stream your song, they don't have to stream your song. They choosing to do it. So I'm very grateful for what people do when it comes to my music. So I just want to say again, I'm thankful, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I would like for you to repeat the first event that's coming up real soon and the location and where it's at again, please.
Okay, again, I'll be in Montgomery, Alabama. It's at the casino, but it's B.B. King's nightclub at the casino. It's on June 20th. I got a three-hour set from 6 to 9. 6 to 9 p.m. I'll be up in the casino, B.B. King. It's a real famous spot. So if you're in Montgomery, June the 20th. That's, you know, that Juneteenth weekend. Now everybody be partying doing things like that. So when you out and about in Montgomery, Alabama, it's gonna be crowded now because it's Juneteenth. There's gonna be some people up in the house. So come check me out.
Oh yes, I would love that because I got folks that live up in Birmingham, Alabama, and I want to go there and visit. So I will not forget about my man King Kendrick performing during in June. So I would love to try to make it. Is there tickets to buy online, or do you pay at the door, or do you know?
You pay at the door.
Okay, great, great. That is great. That is great. So we're going to end the show.
It's a great atmosphere.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're going to end the show. And thank you, King Kendrick. You know you always welcome back on my show with your nice music. And this is Lady Diva signing out. Yes, and I'll be playing all of King Kendrick's songs from his album, Carolina Boogie. Thank you, everyone, for listening in and stream King Kendrick's music on all the major streams online. Check out his video for Carolina Boogie on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes, and I want to thank everyone, and thank you, King Kendrick. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I hope I get to see you in person one day. Thank you, everyone.
I hope you do too.
Yes. Thanks, everyone, and good night. This is Lady Diva signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
From Virginia to Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and Mississippi too. Ain't nothing like a Southern soul girl. Fellas, you better go and find you one. But I gotta warn you, man, once you fall in love with her, ain't no turning back. Hardworking, motivated, a boss chick. That's what I call my Southern soul woman.
crazy or even a fool to think having a side piece would really be cool. Strolling down Facebook,
to the left, step to the right. Let me blow.